We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alrighty, AMA, you ask, we answer. Of course, questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line is shows about Seltzer. Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
Yeah, real quick, before we dive in, I do have to clear something up in the side topic that I just saw. Someone tweeted, and they are correct. Violet Beauregard was not the stuck-up girl in Willy Wonka.
Okay.
The rich stuck-up girl was Veruca Salt.
Oh, that's wow. Right.
Yes, so that was a mistake by Tom from Hamilton. That is a bad answer.
I will cross it off.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, let's roll with a little AMA here. Real truth sports, fun question here. If you had the power to erase one current contract for any player in the city right now, who would you choose?
Can't choose Doc Rivers?
Fletcher.
No, it can't be Fletcher. Wouldn't it have to be
Fletcher
Tobias?
Cox,
Tobias was my very first thought.
Oh, wow. Tobias, number one.
Now, you'd have to be able to slide someone else in, because in the NBA, you erase that contract, you don't necessarily get to slide
someone in. You know, I wonder with Tobias, though, how much of it is we just don't even include him in our offense? Like, when we've had to turn to him, guys have been hurt recently, he has been better. He's elevated his level of play, and I've appreciated that. And I appreciate him as a guy,
of course, too. Great guy. It is
overpaying him.
Lacks the eye of the tiger. The other guy I would strongly consider, though, is Castellanos. I would.
Sure.
And you're getting closer to the end of the Tobias deal.
Actually,
it might be Castellanos because he's got 4 years left, and I think Tobias might have
two,
maybe
after the season. I think.
So that's a tough one.
I'm glad we talked through that. It's Castellanos.
All right, Seltzer, go ahead.
All right, Michael McGlinchey on Facebook asks, "What's your favorite Christmas movie?"
Miracle on 34th Street.
Such a Joe answer.
Always has been, always will be.
Yeah.
I mean, at least I think so.
Elf.
Elf is a great.
Elf is good.
Christmas
Elf is
Vacation's
very good.
Up there too.
I'm glad you tried Elf.
I enjoyed it.
Me too.
Especially at the end, man. I thought it was really touching. I liked it a lot. I did. I thought it was touching.
It's great.
Did you cry?
No, but Amy did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she teared up.
How did you comfort her then?
I let her rub my foot.
That comforts her.
Yeah, I kept it. I kept it out there and gave her the
opportunity. That's funny. While so the thing
crying.
That comforts you also comforts her.
No, I don't know. And I think I looked over
while rubbing your foot.
Well, I looked over.
Did she stop rubbing while crying?
I don't remember. I don't know. It's like a month ago. There we go. Seltzer, go ahead.
Okay. If you had to pick one famous person to be a role model for kids growing up, who would it be?
Holy mackerel.
Jeez.
You
know who's really impressive?
Who?
People talk about this guy someday running for president for real.
The
Joe,
Rock?
Not like you.
The Rock, yeah.
Dwayne Johnson.
He's up there, man.
He is impressive.
He's very impressive.
And he's everywhere. He's popular with everyone. I mean, they've got a TV show that's about, like, young Rock now, like a somewhat autobiographical TV show about him. He's in every movie known to man. I want to see the movies that he's in. And the way that he carries himself, it is, he's always upbeat. He's always positive. I appreciate him a lot.
So there's so many people going through my mind right now, James. One is Charles Barkley, ironically, because he didn't want to be known as a role model 30 years ago. I'd heard something last night from a friend that Barkley's doing something really kind for someone. I'll leave out the details. But just know he does a lot of things for a lot of people that don't get publicized because he knows he's got a lot of money and a lot of other people don't have a lot of money. So Barkley's really cool. There's so many through the years. I mean, but, you know, just – be a good person, and if you have the chance to help people out, help them out.
And the key is to be hardworking.
Be as hardworking as
possible.
You know what also goes through my mind, though? Like, live life, you know, like, to the Paul Newman. Live life to the fullest, man. He's driving a race car. He's got a whole charitable thing going with the Newman Zone.
Yeah.
He was a great actor. People said he was a great guy. Just be a great person, help people out. If you can do that, you can follow in the footsteps of a lot of notable people.
All right. Good question on the text line. A classic question we've asked many times, but always good to update. Any new TV shows or movies you guys have seen lately?
Yeah, I got to pull out my list here. Oh, man.
I saw a couple episodes of Tulsa King with Sly.
That's Stallone, yeah.
What do you think?
I like it. I don't know how to continue watching it. I guess I got to wait until the next one. Like, I don't have whatever that channel is.
Yep.
But they give you some freebies here and there. I think it's fascinating watching him at this age. He's still doing a great job of being, like, the physical, you know, sort of Rocky-ish tough guy.
Yep.
But he's a, you know, mafia member, and it's pretty cool.
Good.
The juxtaposition of the mafia guy in Tulsa, like, it's, you know,
sure,
country area. It's unique. I like it.
I like it. Nothing really, James. I got to the same list I've had for a while.
Movies lately?
I don't think so. No, I'm sorry.
You haven't watched Michael Clayton.
What are you doing?
I told you to watch like 70
times.
Well,
I'm watching a lot of these other. I watched like
watching Hallmark stuff.
A little bit. I watched 2 episodes of The West Wing yesterday.
Of course,
you
know. What a waste! That's the exact phrase that comes. What a waste!
I'm in the midst of doing Yellowstone right now. I'm just 2 or 3 episodes behind. I'll catch up on that quickly. Nothing too much, James, that I haven't said before.
Okay.
Give us one more. One more question.
Very unexciting.
Yellowstone's great.
It is very good.
All right, Michael Morrow asks, with the holidays right around the corner, what's the best present you've ever received or the best present you've ever given? It's like every question, it's like
I don't know what to say.
The hardest thing. What am I going to tell? How am I going to answer this? Jeez, it's so tough.
I've given a lot of presents.
Like
I'm a generous person. I'm a man of the people. I offer up gifts. I mean, I don't know which is the greatest.
Amy the gift of rubbing your feet.
No. I remember giving my mom, I think it was Christmas plates when I was very young, like 9.
Why is that a good present?
It's just, I remember it was a nice collection of plates, and I was proud of myself.
Jeez.
I was about 9 years old. What do you want me to tell you?
That's terrible.
I can't
tough.
Remember.
The first one he comes, he's like, present. There are so many great presents
plates.
I've given. I'm so magnanimous.
And
I gave my mom
plates.
I was 9 years old. I probably had $17.
So that doesn't make it a good present.
And I spent $16.99 on plates. I was proud of it.
Ugh.
Okay,
wow.
Well, fine. Then read
Does
my
she
answer.
Still have those plates?
I think I have some
she
of them.
She cherished them? Oh, you took them back? Oh, great. The best present I've ever received was It was Christmas 1978.
Okay.
I went downstairs to the tree, and beneath it was a yellow and red Schwinn Stingray bike.
Wow.
One of the banana seat bikes. You know the ones I'm calling about?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about that have like the chopper handlebars and everything. It was my first bike. It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen, shiny yellow and red, and I rode that proudly for a while until I found out banana seats were not cool.
Oh, no longer that.
Banana seats were no longer cool, but that took like a couple years.
By the way, you've triggered my answer. I'm changing my answer, Seltzer.
Oh, wow, better than plates.
He said Christmas of 78, forget being a giver, let's be a receiver. In Christmas of 78, I received Ted. Who is Ted?
Your teddy bear.
My stuffed animal.
Aww.
All those years ago. It was my first Christmas, born in April.
You still have Ted?
Heck yeah, I still have Ted.
I mean, heck yeah.
My original friend and always my best friend.
So you carry Ted around still?
I have Ted. If you ever come
Where is Ted?
If you ever come to my apartment, you can see Ted. I know.
Okay,
you,
real quick question.
Because
like
Ted?
I know that someday my daughter has an elephant that she's taken with her everywhere her whole life, you know.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I will have that elephant someday. My daughter won't, I don't think.
Okay.
Did you get it from your mom? Did your mom save it and you got it, or did you save it just
No,
whole...
I've always had Ted.
You took it to college?
I didn't take Ted to college, but I mean Ted's part of my life.
So you reclaimed it after that?
Yeah, I mean, it would just be in my room at home when I was in college, and afterwards Ted just goes.
Is it in your room now?
Yeah, wherever I go, Ted goes.
You sleep
wherever
you
sleep I go.
It's like my
Ted
buddy.
Goes.
It's like my
you still
my
sleep
buddy.
With Ted.
My
buddy. My buddy and me. Remember that song? My buddy.
My buddy and me like to climb up a tree. My buddy is my best friend that could be. So you sleep with
No, I don't
the
sleep
teddy
with
bear.
Ted, but Ted's in the room.
But he's like out and about. He's not in like a drawer somewhere. Like
Ted sees it
Ted's
all.
part of the household.
And with that, we shut
Joe's
it down.
Like, can't shut this down
yeah,
fast
we're done.
Enough.
We're done. Yeah, I'm ready.
You asked me if I remember that song, My Buddy.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I remember the whole song.
I'm very impressed, John.
My buddy, wherever I go, He goes, my buddy, I teach him everything that I know. My buddy and me like to climb up a tree. My buddy is my best friend that could be. My buddy, my buddy, my buddy and me.
Well done. Matter of fact, gonna do the old get out of the chair and stand up.
Yeah.
Give the man a standing ovation. Let's go to the phones. Tom in wherever the heck he is with us. Hello, Tom.
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Great, Tom.
John, beautiful. That was so nice.
It's a great commercial. I had a little My Buddy doll, too. I still have it, though.
Dude, that was phenomenal. Yeah. That was awesome.
Thanks.
Hey, I'd like to, before I get into anything, I'd like to give a shout-out to today being the day that we're living in infamy, the yep. survivors who are still out there. I think all of them are centenarians now. All the guys who are still alive who survived Pearl Harbor. Give a shout out to all those
guys.
Well,
no question. And Tom, specifically those that then signed up for the military, which was obviously so many Americans. And as you pointed out, you know, not too many alive anymore, but those that are, I mean,
even if they were 17 at a time, they're 98 now.
I get it, man. I mean, you're right. I'm glad you said it. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, I love what the Phillies are doing. I thought that Trey Turner was the number one thing that they the number one thing that they needed to do. And I didn't think that they, John, I'm sorry, I didn't think they needed another to get another ace. I think they've already got an ace or two aces. Mm-hmm. They know they need to re-sign Aaron Nola again after this year. So I applaud what Middleton is doing. And they still are not done yet because I think they still need to strengthen the bullpen. The bullpen still needs to get stronger.
It yeah. does. Well, they picked up one dude yesterday. Probably have two more guys, I would say, reasonably you want to get to round this thing
up. What about the fact, Tom, that the team that beat us in the World Series has four aces?
Well, I mean, well, they don't have four aces.
They don't really
have
four aces.
Good pitchers.
Yeah.
The Walker's
all right, well, their fourth pitcher
through
a no-hitter.
Well, one of them they already lost because Verlander out to the Mets.
Yeah, Verlander's gone, yeah. So, I mean, they didn't have four aces. They had four good pitchers. I like the depth that they got with bringing in Walker. I think a guy was 12-5 last year. I mean, how can you not like that guy as being your fourth starter?
He's good.
But what do you guys think about trading Reese Hoskins, especially because at the beginning of the season, they only have Schwarber from the left-hand side of the plate for a power. What about putting Derek Hall at first base and trading away? I mean, Derek Hall's slugging percentage during the time that he was on the team last year was .522.
Yeah, but he was pretty much a DH. I am open to the idea of Derek Hall a little bit, but not. I'm not in a rush to trade Reese Hoskins to play Derek Hall. I'm more in a rush to do it. I'm not in a rush to do it. I'm more inclined to do it if you re-sign Segura, and he plays third and Bohm plays first. But I don't even want Bohm to play first. So. It's a long way to say that.
I think Bohm's fine at third. I think Bohm showed at the end of the season he can play third.
I don't
want to
move Bohm.
He's strong at third.
I don't. Tom, give me an answer. Who's stuck up?
I hardly say this, but I think I got a winning answer because this guy was so good. And somebody mentioned Diane from Cheers earlier. This guy was so good. He got his own show. And there's talk about bringing back a new show with his Frazier Crane.
I agree. I thought of it also.
It's a big answer.
Frazier was definitely stuck up. There is, and Niles was stuck up too.
They both were.
Whole family was stuck up.
That was the bit.
Hey, coming up, clearly not stuck up is Rob Thompson. He's about as normal a dude as you're going to find. Happens to be the Philly skipper. And yesterday he talked, John, about the idea of, is Schwarber the leadoff hitter? Is Trey Turner the leadoff hitter?
Oh, good.
What Rob Thompson said on the record, without being able to, by the way, say Turner's name by name, because he's not officially, you know, finalized yet. He's got to pass a physical. But you'll get an assessment of what Rob Thompson is thinking on that issue based on what you hear next. We'll play that next. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, this holiday season officially in full swing, about 3 weeks or so to Christmas. And the showcases at Family and Company Jewelers are fully stocked to help you check off every item on your shopping list. I was actually with the great folks from Family and Company Jewelers last night. Went out to dinner with them. Great crew, Angelo, I, and the entire crew. Great people, great people, great store. And you can fill her stocking with a gift that she will be showing off for years to come. So, look, they've got something for every price point, from necklaces and earrings to, of course, their amazing engagement ring selection. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. That's familyjewelers.com. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.